Well, that's a good question. I just think you kind of, you don't deal too much with the first game against Florida. I think you just deal with the things moving ahead, which is what we dealt with a little bit this morning, just playing the game. There was a lot of good things we had in the meeting, the special teams meeting this morning, and it was fairly positive, so we just built on that note and just kind of finished this game, and we go into Jersey with a 2-1 record on the road and go from there. I'm cautious about that satisfaction thing. I don't know where that comes from, but it's funny. You talk to coaches around the league, and there's a lot of things that don't make sense this year. That's one of them.
You're 500 after two games on this road trip, and that's 500 on the road is always good. It's probably not good enough for your team as you try to achieve getting into the playoff picture if you look at this whole road trip. So you're in good position now, but you have to take charge of the rest of the trip.
Yeah, you talk about satisfaction, but I mean, the 500 on the road is okay, but you're right, you want to do a little bit better, especially coming off the previous trip. So you tell yourself that you've had success and you know how to win and those things, so you want to build off that. So that is a good thing, a positive thing, but when you talk about 500 on the road or whatever, if you look at the big picture too, you know, there's always areas where you want to continue to improve. If you're going to improve on the road and do the things necessary, you talked about you might finish with a good road record, then let's deal with the real issue too, is how are we doing at home? And then, so that's another animal there that you want to deal with eventually. And that's got to come soon.
How happy were you to see Tan Grady score?
Well, I was happy for him because he's played pretty well, you know. And the other guy that you'd like him to get an opportunity is Wright. When you watch Wright play, he does a lot of right things. I don't know if I caught that comment. That's quite pretty good. He does a lot of good things, and I think that it would be nice to see him rewarded with some offensive play, you know. But I think that'll come.
Just off topic a little bit. Where do you stand on visors?
Oh, well, geez, it's funny. I just watched the puck hit Stahl in the eye, and boy, you got to wonder if you're a player of his magnitude, if he'll wear one when he gets back, you know. And I don't know if he's mentioned anything of that, but I leave it up to the player. I don't know if it's mandatory, but in today's game, when you start seeing some of the things you see, whether it's visors or the socks, I just think that's intelligent. But I don't know that you could make it mandatory. Not right now.
Right after the win against the Tampa Bay Lightning, talked about the opportunity to get back on the ice, and a number of them used the word redeem ourselves after Tuesday night's game. Is that something that you talk to the players about, or is it more just about focusing on the 60 minutes and, you know, completely erasing the memory of Tuesday night going into this evening's game?
No, I don't know if you'd completely erase the memory of Tuesday, but if it wasn't coming from me. I spoke of it in different terms and different areas, but the redeeming themselves would actually be a smart comment from the players, or a smart comment. I think it would be smart. At least it recognizes that you're not very happy with your performance either. It's one thing to say the coach isn't happy, but really, at the end of the day, the room shouldn't be happy. And if that's what takes place, then we're on the right track, you know. So I think from that standpoint, it's a good thing. And then you move forward, you know. For us, you're always trying to move forward. It's a way different animal, this 48 games in 96 days. Boy, it's a different deal trying to manage this stuff and try to put a finger on some of the things that happened in this season.
To follow up on that, some of the players I talked to yesterday sounded like they didn't feel like there'd be any redeeming themselves just by winning last night's game, that they would have to do it tonight as well to make that feel that way.
I would have to agree that, and it goes back to what you're talking about, Gary, about finishing the road trip, but moving up 2-1 going into Jersey, you end up on the right note. I think that just that expression from those players just basically tells you that we think we can do well on this road trip. And you're right. Just you win one game, that's okay. You know, how you do tonight is really going to be the statement for me that puts ourselves on the right track.